So the more weiter, over Moir, she has kinnunol nidosa. Nish is allowed to walk out with pads that she wears when she has need, when she has the dam. So was at the more Romi bar chomol meima vushek shurolo ben yakoseh. It's also only mutter to walk out with it if it's tied down on her thighs. It has to be tied down in the feet. Then it's mutter. Omar Rava, afo pi shein akoshlo. Rava was known, Allah is like Rava, even though the pairs are not tied down to a body, Habib is just in her underwear, it's mutter. Why? Kivin de moye, since it's a mistake a thing, we're not afraid that maybe you fall out on Shabbos or you come to pick it up to work with the Daudamis. Since it's just a me, it's a disgusting thing. If it falls out on Shabbos, we're not afraid she'll come to pick it up. She won't walk with it. Also, saw law base yad mahal. We see to a knee pad. She made like a handle to it. Like there's one part that she cut in, which she puts under a mokanervo, and then on the side, a long thing. There's a long handle for it. So zay mal is a mutter for to walk out wear this on Shabbos if it's not tied down to the body. Because here maybe let's be afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos. It should come to pick it up and walk with it. Since it has a handle, she could hold it. Omalei mutter, nein, since b'chufat it's a mystic zach, we're not afraid she'll pick it up, it's still mutter. It manami yomar rami amar rab nachman rabbi amar rab yechanin also sola beisiyad, even though she made a handle to a nida pad, still mutter, it's mutter to walk out with it to wear wearing it on Shabbos. It's not so meis to hold it this way. The Teretz says, no, still it's awesome. It's still it's mutter. Trashi, it's mutter what? Still, it's a disgusting thing. It fell out, Yizich would not pick it up on Shabbos to wear it. Rabbi Yechanan zok the Gemara, Norfek Bula Bei Medrosha. He walked out on Shabbos with cotton in his ear. On Shabbos, V'chalukim olav chaveroi, and all the chaverim were mechuluk on him. Vice versa, they held it also, like we had before. So only you ought mutter to go out with cotton in your ear if it's tied down, and it's tied into your ear, if they wrap it around your ear. Or if it's not tied down, it's also. Vice versa, we'll soon see what his heter was. Rabbi Yanai Norfek Bula Karmelis. He walked out with cotton in his ear to a Karmelis. The chalukim all of koldari, and everybody was mechulak on him. For the Gemara Kashan, the Maivotani, Rami by Yecheskel, Vushakoshkel, Abiyosnes, like a Shere of Yechanan, how did they go out with the cotton in their ear? I said, the Ferish and the Bryce, it's only mutter if it's tied down. If it's not tied down, it's also to go out with it on Shabbos. And the Gemara like Kashan, or the Mehedek, or the Mehedek. Depends. If it's in very tight, they were not afraid to fall out on Shabbos, then even though it's not tied down, still it's mutter. That the Brisa says, dafka tied down, it's not inside your ears so tight. It's not stuck in so well. So then if it's not tied down, we're afraid maybe you'll fall off on Shabbos, and you'll come to carry them in Shusarabim, that's why I come after you. Shashi Rabbi Yechanan Nofek Beila Be Medrosha, V'moyer Sheba Ozna, Shoyo Zokain, V'hoi Tzoloid, Soya Tzoizim Ruba. He had a lot of like wax coming out of his ear, so he used to wear the cottons inside it. V'chalukim Olav Chaver, V'nei Shloi Hoye Kosher Bi Oznoi, who Yotzu Balushas Rab was going out to Rishas Rab. He has heard the Mehedik Rabbi Yechanan Hayotayche Ba'ozna Yof. Rabbi Yechanan used to stick it in deep into his ear. Or Mahadik was very tight there. But Loiboyik Shira didn't have to tie it down. Or the Rami Ba'yecheskel, but the Loi Mehedik, it wasn't tied down. That's what that's pshat. Right. The pilpul over galgal melech. Nisha's ladder walk out was on Shabbos with a piece of pepper inside the mouth or with salt. And the Gemara pilpul l'reich hapeh, she puts the pepper inside to take away the bad smell. Galgal melech, a piece of salt l'dorshini. Sadrash l'chili hashnayim. For sickness of the teeth, that's what they used to wear inside the mouth, a piece of salt. For chaldover shenay senes atoich piyah, it's also mutter. What does that mean? Zangvila, ginger, they used to put inside the mouth sometimes. And Ninami Dartsuni. Dartsuni, we also used to put, at Kinman's at Rashi, that's cinnamon. Shein Techebe, Shein Shalzor, Rabbi Matar Chol Moisim. So Machlaik, if you have a false tooth made out of gold, if it's mutter to walk out with it on Shabbos or not. So the Gemara Omer Rab Zera, Lo Eshon Rel Shalzor, the Machlaik is only if it's a golden tooth. Abel Bishal Kested, the tooth is made out of silver, Divri Hakam Mutter. Then Abad, it's Mutter, it's not that different than our teeth. People won't come to laugh at you, or you won't take it off to show your friends. Tanya Nami Hochi, Bishal Kested, Divri Hakam Mutter. If it's made out of silver, according to everybody, who walk out with a false tooth made out of silver. Shelzov, if the false tooth is made out of gold, like we said before, though, but such a tooth that it's possible to just take out and put it back in again, is Rebbe Mati, Rebbe still said the smutu, it's a tachshit. The Chom said, no, it's also to go out with this on Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe you'll take it off, either to show your friend, because of the other pshat is that people laugh at you, you take it off, because you'll be embarrassed from it. Omer Rabbaye, Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, Kulus, Virulhu, they all hold like one sheet to one svara. The Chomidi de Mignoi, anything that you wear, but it's a gnai that you're wearing it. Like we'll soon see the mushrooms, Isha has bad smell in the mouth. So she wears these things to take away the bad smell. It's a gnai to have the bad smell, something not nice. So here we're not afraid an Isha will take it out to show her friends on Shabbos. Because it's a gnai, you won't do something like mean to yourself. The Chomidi de Mignoi, anything that's a gnai for you, lo yosel achuye. They all hold a sheet that we're not afraid you'll take it off to show your friends on Shabbos, because it's a gnai to be wearing these things. So the more Rebbe Hodi Amorin, Rebbe, like we just learned, that Rebbe holds what? It's mutter to walk out with a golden tooth on Shabbos. So this is good, like Rashi Sekim Shat, that Rashi learns, why did the Chom say you can't wear a golden tooth on Shabbos? Because we're afraid people will lift, because we're afraid you'll take it off to show your chaverim. Something you want to show off with, like it's a piece of gold you have in your mouth. You want to show off and show your friends. Abizoy, why does Rebbe say it's mutter? Why isn't Rebbe hold this like all other jewelry that's also to go out with on Shabbos Mikru Adin? Elamai Rebbe holds because somebody has a false tooth. This is Gennai. You're better off if you have your own teeth. That's if you have a false tooth, is a Gennai. So since it's a Dovash Gennai, we're not afraid to come to take off to show your friends. That's a Raya Rebbe holds anything that's a Gennai, we're not afraid you'll take off to show your friends. Rebbe Elezer, with Rebbe Elezer's din, Titania. Rebbe Elezer, Poite, Bechoifeles, or Besluchisho Pleiten. Elezer holds an Isha's ladder work out with this type of perfume that she wears around her neck on Shabbos, and we're not afraid she'll take it off to show her friends. Why? Because what is she wearing the cloak? She has bad odor. So it's a Gennai to have this bad odor, this Reich Ra. So we're not afraid Isha will take off to show off. There's nothing to show off with. You better off don't have the bad smell in the first place. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Tanya. Where was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar say this Chiddush? Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Koshu lamata min asavcha. Anything the Isha is wearing underneath a kerchief is Yotzebo. She's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Because we're not afraid she'll take it off on Shabbos to show her friends, because it's a gnai to go out with the hair uncovered. Mashenkin lamala min asavcha. Anything she puts on top of the hair, which is on top of the kerchief. So then if she takes it off, there's no gnai. That type here is Eino Yotzebo. She's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. So these three sheets of there's something, if it's a svara, she won't take it off, because it's a disgusting thing to be wearing in the first place, so we're not afraid to take it off on Shabbos. That's these three sheets. Zakti Mishnah. Yoitza Besela Shahatzinis. You're allowed to go out with on Shabbos, like if you have a wound on your heel, and vice versa, type of refu is that in your shoe, put a piece of coin, like a quarter there. And you put right under the wound. When you step down, this hard coin, this hard piece of silver, is a refuah for the wound. So you let it go out with this coin in your shoe. Trashi selamit matbeyu. Tzinis from Mefarsh B'Gemara, what this is. By the soyotza besela shalatzinis. You go out with this coins underneath your wound on your heel. Habonis, katanas, the young girls, yoitzes bechutim, they go out with the strings. V'yafilu bekismin shibos name, even toothpicks in their ears. What kind of toothpick in the ear? So Trashi, Habonis Ketanis means Shemanat Preso's name. They like pierce the ears. They make a hole through the ear. The Ena Meisin is on. They don't make earrings right away. Achi Yigdu, until they become older. The Neistin Chutin like Sonobia's name. Right now, in the hole, they put either some cotton or they put some toothpicks. Shloyistimu's name, that the hole should not grow back again. So it's mutter to work out with these things even on Shabbos. The Afil Trashi Vuskama. The Afagab La Tachshit Noyhu. Even though it's not a tachshit to make it look nice, this cotton in your ear or this toothpick is not looking so nice, of urcha b'chi, since it's a derech for it to go out with this in the middle of the weekday, v'lei masu, it's not called a masu. Here, weiter. So the Mishnah, Arvius, that means noshim that live in Erev, Sheb Erev, that means the west side, Yoitzais Rulais. They're allowed to walk out on Shabbos the way they dress, like wrapping around them a talis. Trashi Yoitzais Rulais. Derech Arvius, the Derech of the Noshim in Arvius, Lias Mutafais Roshon, used to cover up the whole head. Opineim Chutzvananayim. Only the eyes would stick out. The korole b'loshin arvi rulais. Hainu rulais tachsiv gai v'tachshit noshin. Sefi yishayom. It's a way of wearing a cloth wrapped around your face that just your eyes stick out. So since it's a derech for them to wear in the middle of the weekday, that's called a malbush for them. It's mutta for them to go out with this on Shabbos. Who din in midyas? Noshim living in midyas. Shabbamodeh, the Rashi, it means proifres. They go out with a beged also wrapped around them, like proifres. We'll soon see what that means in Rashi. Abzat the Mishnah of a chol adam. Really, anybody can walk out with these type of clothing. El shadibra chom behaiva. The chom just talk about these two places of midyas and arvias, because that's a shtega to walk out that way. Really, anybody can walk out with these type of clothing, either wrapping it around your face, or else profofas atrashim, shematfes patalis, also they wrap themselves around with the talis, v'toyla hatritzuos, they have strings coming down with svasa at the end of it, ha'achas k'neged tzavor, one goes k'neged his neck, v'svasa shenis, and the second side, k'rachas evin, o'yegoiz, v'kasheris haritzu, you tie up the kasheris haritzuo, the krach, you have like a string coming down, and with the string, you tie up the like jacket, v'in a talis nefum mele, therefore talis won't fall off you. So the kids at one side, you have like a string coming down that you use like a button to tie it together so the talus should not fall off you. So the chiddush is, what do you have the bottom of the string to hold it like a button? Either you could use a stone, or else you could use a nut, or else you could use a matbeya. So the Mishnah says, poiferes alevin, you're allowed to use a stone on the bottom of this string to tie up the talus. V'yal egels, or else you could use a nut on the bottom. V'yal matbeya, or else you could use a matbeya. Obavad shloi tifur l'chilu b'shabbos. But you should know you're not allowed to do it metchilu on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put the stone or put the coin into the string metchilu on Shabbos. Shrashi preferes k'moy karsim t'magdim preferosim, something to put together like a button. Kol ha-machar b'begel ha-chaver, you put two begotten together, kori prefer. That's called like that prefer. That means putting two things together, like a button, you put a button together. Vach le-tif l'chila b'shavas, g'mor m'porech, v'amad reisha preferes. The reisha says, preferes that it's mutter. It's actually the safe, the Mishnah says, also to do it, and the reisha says it's mutter to do it. That's the stira, and we'll see in the Gemara, the teretz to this. Teretz says that if you're putting on a coin, you're putting on a stone or an egg that's not muksa, you used it already once, and since it's not muksa, you're allowed to put it into the string to use it for the button on Shabbos. But to put a coin that's muksa, so the first time now you want to use it on Shabbos, if you want to use a coin for a button, it's osak, but it's muksa, that you can't do matkil on Shabbos, only if you put it in the bag and ready for me for Shabbos, then you could use it as the button on Shabbos. Yezok the Gemara, my tinis, what's shot in the Mishnah that you could wear a seller underneath the tinis, and the Gemara, bas aryo. So Trashi bas aryo, this meant maka, shehi tachas parsa serekel. If you have a wound underneath your heel, on your foot, the kosher bo seller refuah. It was a minig to put a coin underneath your heel for refuah. If you'll step on the coin, it'll be refuah. So the Gemara, maishna seller, how come you used to use a coin? It's good to step on something hard, and a coin is hard. Take a hard piece of keli and use it. What do you have to use a coin for? Elamai, because the silver coin, there's a little sweat that comes out of it, and the sweat is good for the makim. For the take a plain sheet of silver and step on it. It's hard and it sweats a little bit, so be good. What do you have to have a dafka coin for? Elamishrim tzurta. Now the mile of the coin is it has a tzur on it, has like a picture on it, the indention in the coin, that's also good to step on. Fredigmar levit le pulsa, stam, take a piece of wood and make it tzur, make a picture on the piece of wood. There'll be indentions on the wood, you step on the wood. What do you dafka have to have either a coin? So the Gemara Omer Abayesh, Shmamino, Kula, Madlin, Lo. Now you see, it's a Raya, all three things is the Milo. All three things together is good. It's good to step on something hard. It's good to step on something silver that'll sweat, and the sweat is good for you. And it's also good to step on something that has a tzur, has an invention. That's what use a silver coin. So Drashi, the Akushi, Shikosho, Megina, Alamaka, Mikoitsim, Yesedis, Rochim, the protection from Yesedis and the Drochim. Shuchta lechuches hayoytsim in a kesef, the wetness that comes out of the silver. If you're for the market, it's good for the market. Right, the lava tasso, trashi the kaspa tiva lomli. What I have to have a silver coin for? Take any type of a coin with a picture on it. Elamishum tzurta the tiva malo lamakev lov shuchta. It levit pusula. So some Gemara and Rabbi Yishmael Minu as Tisim the Loket Sela Kula Bahadodi Malulum. Olochi Loket Sela. He is Nayin the Kula. It has all these three milas to it. Akushi, it's hard. Veshuchta, it sweats. Vetzurta, it has indention, has a picture on it. Zot the Mishnah Marvayt. The Mishnah says Habonos Yoytzim Mechutim. That little girls are let her go out. That they have pierced ears, they can put cotton inside the hole so it shouldn't grow back again. So the more Avuah the Shmuel, his Shmuel's father Loishovik Lu Levante Denavki Bechutin. He did not let his daughters go out on Shabbos with the chutin, with the cotton in the ear. I will soon see. It's a kasha. The Mishnah says Beferish is Mutter. Why he says it's awesome. Right, another thing he did was Loishovik Lu Ganinin Gabiyadodi. He didn't let his daughters sleep together in the same bed. By his then to sleep undressed, to sleep without pajamas, they didn't let them sleep together. And the third thing he did was, if he had either his wife or even his daughters at that time, his man that was Tyrus, when they became a Nida, right afterwards they would go to the mikvah. So he didn't let them be tabled in the nor in the river, but need some time, pay some time, but that was mak, but they should be tabled in the mikvah. When it came Tishrei time, that's when Rosh Hashanah time, then he let them be table in the river. Laved after they had to use a mikvah, they could use a river. But today they should not get their feet full of the mud on the ground and maybe be a chatzitza. He would put mats, he would put mats on the floor in the river, that they would step on the map and go into the river else the mikvah. These are the three things Avuah the Shmuel did. So Drash Mephorosh, the common time of the Kuli. Yeah. He didn't let the young girls sleep together. Mikvah means gathered water, that it's still water. Or else right near the river, he made like a mikvah there near the river, that the water from the river came over and went into the mikvah. The press, the table in the nor press, they put the mafets under their feet. So the Gemara, how could Avuah the Shmuel ask for his daughters from going out with this cotton in their pierced ears? I've an antenna. The Mishnah says, "Habonus yoytzes bechutin." The Mishnah says, "Call you. It's mutter to go out." So it's mutter. Why do you say it's osir? There it was, Bante the Avuah the Shmuel's daughters did tzvunim heavy. The cotton they put in their ear wasn't stamped cotton, it was a beautiful, colorful cotton. So it's black like a tachshit, and them were afraid maybe they'll take it out to show their friends Bishus Rabim, and they'll come to walk with it on Shabbos. So Rashi did tzvunim, v'chayish le'mishnah v'yachva, were afraid, since it's beautiful, she'll take it off and show her friend. So therefore, that's the halacha. If you have stama cotton in your ear, or some stama toothpick, it's mutter. But something that looks beautiful, like a colorful thing that we're afraid she'll take off to show a friend, that's takosa. Right? Loi shovek luhu gineon gabi hadodi. He did not let his daughters sleep together, one with another, in the same bed. Is the churro lema messiah le the rafuna. It's a raya avu di shmul holds like rafuna. And rafuna says a chidish. The yama rafuna, no shim ha misul olis. Zubizu, that means women that sleep together, sleep with the naked next to one another. Rashi mischach chois mishum tayvus tashmish, like scratch themselves together one with the other. Mishum tayvus tashmish, even though they're only ladies, is psulois lekhuna. It has a shame mixas znus on it, and it's also for a kohen gadol to marry this isha. As even though a kohen gadol is only also to marry a bula, she has to be a psula. And here, these noshim could still have besum. They didn't have tashmish. They just rubbed themselves with two noshim together. But if one holds, that's called like a mixas nus, she's not called the psul gamri, she's also to a kohen gadol. So here also, since the Torah calls it as nus, it's not nice for the daughters to do it. So Rashi psulus lekuna, le kohen gadol can't marry this isha. To lehevi psul shlema, she's not called a ganza psula. There's no kohen gadol then. Since it's called the derech's nus in the Torah, it's not nice. Let your daughter sleep like that. And for the Gemara, it's not murcher. That's pshat Avuah the Shmuel. Maybe no. He doesn't hold so far as Rav Huna to say that noshim sleep and rub their bodies together is like a derech's nus. No. Sova ki hechad loylu von gufa nechroi. Stam he did asachoka that his daughters should not like get used to being with another body. like you didn't want the two girls, the two daughters, to sleep next to one another, that they shouldn't be used to sleeping with a strange body, another body, that they shouldn't want to have znus with a man. So Rashi, the lilfen gufen chroi, the yisavo lishche v'mishtos, have taiva of sleeping, being next to another body, and they want to be nothing near a man already. So even though mikra din is mutif and nashim to lay next to one another, but it did asachok, they shouldn't come used to being with other bodies to be with a man. What was the third thing Abu Dishmul did? That it came Nisim time, it came Pesach time, if the dafka was makba, they should go tevil in the mikvah, and not to be tevil in the river. What's wrong with be tevil in the river, Pesach time, Nisim time, whereas Tishrei he was matter and said us alright, what's the difference between Tishrei or between Nisim? So the Gemara is Sairei l'Rav, it's a right that Abu Dishmul holds like Rav. The Yomar Rav, Rav says, Mitra b'marova, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, how do we know about that? Sada Rabba Pras, it's a rai when the Nor Pras and bubble becomes very big. How does it become big? Because all the rainwater from Eretz Yisrael comes down to bubble, it flows into the river Pras. But since Pras becomes very big, it's a rai, there's a lot of rainwater. And the Mela Sover, Avud Shmuel holds, Shela Yirbu Hanoitzim Malazoichlim. We're afraid that there'll be more rainwater at Nisim time in the Nahar Pras than there'll be from the actual river itself. And the Halacha B'Kitzur is like this. River water, that means water that comes from a tahin, from the ground, from the well, that's mutter to be tevil even when it's flowing, when it's moving. Mainly in the real river itself, you're allowed to be tevil, or in the ocean, you're allowed to be tevil, even though the water is moving, it's called zeichlin, because water that comes from the ground itself could be metar even though it's zeichlin. Mashenkein rainwater, water that comes from Shemayim, that comes down rainwater, that water is possible to be tevil when it's zeichlin, when it's moving. You can only be tevil in rainwater when it comes to a mikvah, when it's steady in one place, to be tevil in the mikvah. Therefore, to be tevil in the river throughout the whole year, when there's more tahim water than there is rainwater, it's mutter. Mashenkin v'yoyim and nisin, when it was a rainy season. Or else, like Rashi says, all the snow of the winter that was on top of the mountain start to melt then, and the water starts to come down to the Nahor, so we're afraid there'll be more rainwater than there'll be from the actual river itself. And the rainwater, you can't be tevil when it's running, when it's running in the river. Therefore, is makma, they should not be tevil in the river when b'mei nisin. Mashenkin b'mei tishrei, when there's not so much rainwater, then the ikka, the robe of the water in the river, is from the time, from water that comes from the ground, which is mutter to be tevil when it's running. Therefore, b'mei tishrei, he was makel that they could be tevil in the river. The dafki b'mei nisin, he was makma, they should not be tevil in the river. So the Gemara in this pshat is the pligi de Shmuel. Shnu avu de Shmuel dingzach an Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel says, Nahora, a river. How does a river get more water? How come a river sometimes overflows, becomes big? You should know, mikipa mivruch. It always becomes more because the water comes from the time, from the ground, from the well, from the makara of the river, that's where the water multiplies from. Now, as I think in the Morna Durham says, for every drop that comes down from the rainwater, there are two drops come up from the mine, from the well. From the says there are always at all times more river water, case well water in the river than there is the rainwater. So there'll never be also to be tevil in the Nahor. A whole year you're allowed to be tevil in the Nahor. That's Shmuel's halacha. But Avud Shmuel holds not like that. That when the Nahor becomes bigger, it's because of the rainwater. And therefore is makbid not to be tevil in the Nahor when there's more rainwater than river water. So tomorrow we even have a stira now, a plig of the day at the date. There's even a stira in Shmuel himself. The Yomash Shmuel himself says, Ein hamayim mitayrim b'zeichlim. Water cannot be mitayrim b'zeichlim when the water is riving. In other words, rainwater cannot be mitayrim when it's running, when it's moving, only when it's a mikvah. Ela pras, only when is the time that you can be terrible in running water? When the water comes from a river. When the water is time, is well water. Like nah pras, when? B'yoyme tishrei v'vad, only in tishrei. Mashma, then we know there's more well water, there's more river water than there is the rain water. Mashem can be made nisin, even Shmuel was marked not to be terrible in the river. Why? Because he was choshed, maybe there'll be more rain water in the river than the actual water from the river itself. to see a blade, to steer in Shmuel, before Shmuel said no, that can never be. Even if the river overflows, it gets a lot of water, and there's a lot of rainwater, there's always a double amount of water coming from the keeper, from the bottom, from the time, from the well, than there is from rainwater. So at all times, the Nor was always kosher to be tevel in. And here Shmuel said not like that. You can only be tevel in Nahar Prat, Dafki B'Main Tishrei, where we know for sure there's not more rainwater than there is nor the river itself. Now let's see, Rashi. Trashi mitzvah marova beretz Yisrael. Sa'ad rabba pras. Pras meyed bedover. Pras is made of this. Shu yerid meretz Yisrael above. Goes down from Eretz Yisrael to above. The god dami meha gishamim. And it becomes bigger because of the rainwater. The yodim b'nei bavu. People in bavu know. She yodu gishamim b'horo Eretz Yisrael. That there was a lot of rain on the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Usmechim alachayim. And mele the people in bavu are happy for the people in Eretz Yisrael. That when the river Pras becomes bigger, the reason why it becomes bigger is because of the rainwater. We're afraid that we may nisim, there'll be more rainwater in the river than there is from the river itself. Learned in the Masechta Mikvois. Ha'zoichlan k'mayim, running water is like a well. V'ha'noitfim, that means rainwater k'mikvah, is only kosher in a mikvah. V'shnina b'teros kanim, ach mayin obor mikvah mayim. Yochol milo al k'seifoi v'yose mikvah b'tchila yetor, maybe you can make a mikvah by schlepping the water with your hands on your shoulders into the mikvah, tamloy m'mayin. No, there's a psul shuvim. You'd have to make the mikvah like a mayin, like a well. Ma mayin b'dei shemayin, just like a well comes b'dei shemayin, af mikvah b'dei shemayin. A mikvah can only be made with the water like b'dei shemayin, and not that the person schleps the water with the buckets into the mikvah. I ma mayin metari b'zirchna b'zayin, we think just like a mayin can metari, even though the water is running. Af mikvah metari b'zirchna, who are then a mikvah could also be metari when the water is running. Talmud loyma ach mayin, it's a miyat no, ha mayin mitai bezuchlin, badavka a mayin, a levadic water, there's a kval, a well, could be mitai or a river when the water is running. O mikveh mitai bashbur, mashenkin, a mikveh is only tor when the water is still. What then, if you have a crack in the mikveh and the water starts running out, the mikveh is possible. The mikveh is only koster when there's no running water from the mikveh. Ach mayim mitay bezuchlin, the mikveh mitay bashburin. Or ma'o ashburin, what's called ashburin, the kavu v'kaim, with staying in one place, like a mikveh. La'afuke shim hitzful by kelim deres chilosei. Mashenke, when the rainwater is running, if you want to put a keli into the rainwater, kishen nimshachim v'yodin le mikveh le'yos le'em tefillah, doesn't help. Why? The bora mikveh ksiv, the kavu v'kaim. Rainwater is only mitay when it reaches the mikveh, when it's staying still. Avonoivim mitayrim. Mashenkin water that comes out of the well, comes out of the ground, that's matar even though it's running. Umoishkin, Migvelo Nomach, from high to bottom. Kedara Kolonaros, like all rivers. Hilkach, Biyaymin, Yisin and Yisin time, Shanaros, Gedilim and Megashamim, Shayimehacharif, when the river becomes very big because of the rainwater, Umeyavsharas Hashlogim, when the snow melts. Maybe there'll be more rainwater than there'll be from the river. Mele was afraid there'll be more rainwater, and then there can't be metayer when it's running. It'll only be metayer also mikvah with steady water. Therefore, Yibedaf was makbet to make the water, make them be tovel in Eastern time in mikvah. Right, and the Mora says he dings it on Shmuel. Why? Because he also mikipa mivrach. Misvosim koroi misela sela means how does a river get bigger? Because the water from the bottom comes upwards, from the mikor, from its well. That's where the water gets bigger. Mikipa mivrach. Pliga the other day. Now we have a steer in Shmuel himself, the Shmuel, the Shmuel. And in Mayim time Zerkin, because Shmuel himself was makbid not to be travel in Nahar Pras, only Bimei Tishrei. Mashmi was also afraid in the rainy season there'll be too much rainwater in the river. I, Shmuel himself, said the water from the river becomes bigger from the well, not from rainwater. So that's the steer, Shmuel on Shmuel. Ela Pras Bimei Tishrei, Shechod Luag Shomin. Bimei Tishrei, there's no more rainy season. So Zicha V'Rabu Azrech Nalayim, the Zicha Mua, water from the river itself, from the well water of the river, from the Makor, than there is of rain. or v'yesh teres mayin al nahar v'sam ha'ishchim. Ha'amisri l'eshik didl megesham. That's the stira in Shmuel itself. Stop here.